Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very excited to have with me today not just one, two fabulous guests, Gina and Brian Paulus. Welcome to the show, Gina and Brian.
Hello, thank you.
Hello. So great to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to have this conversation with you both today and to introduce you to the audience. I'm just going to share a little bit of your bio here. So Brian Paulus is the co-owner of Genuine Essiac alongside his wife, Gina. Genuine Essiac is a company based in Massachusetts that specializes in providing authentic Essiac tea. They have been involved with Essiac tea since 1986, and Gina took their business online in 2005. Their mission is to offer organic Essiac tea at affordable prices, continuing the work of Renee Case and Dr. Charles Brush. Brian's connection to Essiac tea began through a family introduction to Dr. Charles Brush in the early 1980s. Dr. Brush, who collaborated with Renee Case in researching Essiac from 1959 to 1967, entrusted the Paulus family with the formula to make it widely available. Brian and Gina have since dedicated themselves to distributing high-quality Essiac tea globally. Genuine Essiac actively supports and funds ongoing research on Essiac tea, aiming to validate and expand its health benefits. So I love this, and the audience is probably sitting there much like I am right now. I want to know more about this Essiac tea after that amazing introduction. So, Brian, I'm going to start with you. If you can just give us an overview of why Essiac tea is so special.
Why is it so special? Well, essentially, the primary thing is the digestive tract is exposed to countless toxins that are essentially going into the bloodstream and wreaking havoc. And so if you can have something that actually does a complete cleansing of the digestive tract, which is something that uniquely is what Essiac does that other detoxes don't do, I could get into that to a certain extent, but essentially it's the long game. This works over time to complete a process versus other detoxes, which have a very quick elimination of partial amounts of toxins, but they don't complete the job because they can't be sustained over time because they cause Herx reactions, headaches, and so forth. So this has kind of a domino effect where you get the digestive tract clean while you get nutrient absorption improves. You also have a cleaner bloodstream, which is where the immune response lives. So you fight cancer, you fight diabetes, you fight everything better because of the fact that when that's not compromised, it flourishes. The interference of toxins in the bloodstream is massive. Also, these toxins, when they flow upstream, so to speak, to the organs and the glands or the joints, they cause inflammation, they cause compromised function of the organ. So these organs, like your liver and pancreas, for example, need to have clean blood to flow through them to function properly to regulate blood sugar. So this helps with blood sugar. It also helps with, for example, arthritis. If you have arthritic condition, it's usually the result of the deposit of toxins being introduced to the bloodstream through the digestive tract and then flowing to a joint and causing that inflammation. So there are many aspects of digestive health that people don't really correlate to having toxic buildup, but this does the job like like nothing else. And also, recently, part of our research has to do with basically the restorative aspect of SEACT to actually reverse the DNA damage. And that's been the most pleasant surprise in the last, 4 or 5 years in our research.
Well, I love that. And you're definitely on the right show here because I call myself the friendly toxin slayer and am a big proponent of detoxifying and guiding people through it. And you mentioned Herx reactions. And for people that don't know the slang, that's the Herxheimer reaction that can happen when we are detoxifying too quickly or too much at once, et cetera, and not in a guided program, which is what I offer. And I love that you offer something that people can do on their own on an ongoing basis because it is so important to detoxify our bodies. We unfortunately live in such a toxic environment, and our world has become so toxic so quickly over the last 100 years. It's not something that our body and our entire system has been able to adapt to.
Exactly.
100%.
And so, love this, and I'm really looking forward to learning more. So, who is a good candidate for SEACT? And I don't know, I'm already thinking everybody. However,
You
Gina,
pretty much
I'm gonna
nailed
ask you to answer that one.
Yeah, so really, I'm in agreement. I'm gonna come out and say there's no one that wouldn't benefit. That being said, the most common reason people seek this product is they do have cancer or they're concerned about developing cancer. Cancer is, I believe, the number one really health problem in the world right now, right? It's up there anyway. So that, of course, is a very common concern. But we also have a lot of people with cardiovascular concerns, such as high cholesterol, high blood pressure. We have diabetics that come to us. So really, the major diseases out there, this really ticks those boxes.
And all of those that you have mentioned are chronic illnesses at the end of the day. And so often being failed by our medical system that is a sick care system right now. And so when we can choose to take better care of ourselves using what Mama Earth offers, that is so empowering for people. Because
Yes,
this is
absolutely.
literally a drink of tea, right? I've got my tea here. And I drink it all day long. And so this SEACT, is it a cup a day for somebody who's wanting to use it as prevention? And then for somebody who's perhaps, had a ca cancer diagnosis or another chronic illness diagnosis and wanting to use it for more medicinal purposes, is it more than a cup a day? What are
It
the
is
dosages?
basically the reason it's sustained throughout every day for the rest of your life, if you wanted to, with no side effects or issues, is because it's done in more moderate dosage. So you're taking this, it's doing, if you have an acute need to address something, you take it 3 times a day in the absence of food, because food interferes with the fiber content. The dietary fiber is part of the equation. And getting rid of the toxins, and food essentially interferes with it. So if you have a critical need, you have to have a certain amount of regimentation to get in between meals to get this into you. But obviously you have to prioritize this because it works so well. There are others that come with a more casual need, like yourself, and you're reasonably healthy and you could take it a couple of times a day, or kind of try to aim for 3 times a day. Some days maybe get twice, maybe other days get once, and other days get 3 times. It's kind of a variation for you based on your needs, but the overall trend should be around 2 times a day for someone like yourself. So it depends on the critical need to respect 3 times a day versus the more casual approach for someone who's in better health but still wants to get some of the benefit.
Awesome. And are there any contraindications that you have come across in your work with this product, or literally can
None.
anybody
Yeah, you had
use
mentioned Dr. Bruch. It's pronounced Bruch. Nothing here is easy to pronounce,
it?
including the original nurse name is Case, is her last name. But Dr. Bruch is the person that taught me how to make this. And First thing they flushed out through 8 years of research was, first of all, safety levels. Every herb has to be done at a certain threshold to be safe, and combinations that they can't, have any contraindications, and also with any medicines.
Right.
This is safe for everyone in every context. You can use it with or without any medication, conventional treatment, or any other alternative. It's basically safe for everything. And that's the byproduct of 8 years of research done by not only Dr. Bruce, who was not some, fly-by-night quack. He was literally President Kennedy's personal physician. Highly regarded, had a great interest in medicinal herbs. And so when he worked with Rene Case, he had a team already set up at his research center of 18, basically 18 doctors working on various trials all the time. And so what they did is took the original four herb formula. You hear about the original, and you equate that to it must be the best because it's the original, but it isn't. It's essentially the outdated formula. What they received in 1959 was the byproduct of these herbs being brought up for a vote in Canada, not being approved by three votes, and that left the nurse, Rene Case, who this is named after. Her name in reverse is Essiac. She came, they did the research, took the first four herbs, really quantified, okay, what does this do? How effective is it? And they saw room for improvement. And that's where they ran all the various trials, used various combinations of herbs. The ones that showed potential were included. The ones that were excluded were the ones that failed. Then they tweaked the formula to try to optimize it. And what we have here is the byproduct of that 8 years of research. And that includes complete safety, the highest amount of efficacy. And that's why we can stand behind it. And I worked with Dr. Bruce. He said, you won't be subjected if you stand behind it because it works as well as we say it does. So we're the only company that deals with these particular health issues in history to actually say, hey, yeah, we're going to stand behind this. If you use it for 6 months as directed and it doesn't work, you get every dime back. Now, that's because people are preying on people at their time of need. We've been there. We were subjected to being preyed upon when my identical twin brother had ALS and cost us $30,000. But Dr. Bruce assured us this will do what we say it does, and it has. And that's why it's been such an incredible gift to be around for all these years, because although it's not 100%, it's a really high success rate after 6 months. So, this way we can't take advantage of any customers like so many others do.
Right, and totally understand that. Now I'm in Canada, so it's now approved in Canada, I'm presuming, after the changes you
Yeah,
made.
there was eventually legislation to reverse that. I was up in Canada in 2019 in Ottawa presenting at a cancer conference, and it is approved, but surprisingly, it originated in Canada, and yet it's not as well known in Canada, and that kind of surprised me.
Interesting. Well, perhaps
Yeah.
with this podcast, we have to get it more well
Well,
known in Canada
get
because
the word out, exactly.
I'm
Yes.
all about sharing different healing options for people because I just want people to know that there's never one way, right? And so often they just hear one way, and it would be, I want people to know, okay, and you can ask, or what else can I do? What holistic options are there, et cetera, et cetera. And some people might want to, do their chemo and radiation alongside holistic treatments. And those options I want to make sure are available to people. And
Yes.
so I love what you're doing here. So just out of interest, what does Essiac tea taste like? Is it a flavor you can describe? Gina, perhaps you can answer
No,
that one.
I'll take a stab at it. So I will admit, the very first time I tried it, which was way back in 2004, I think, while we were developing the ideas, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was quite bitter. And I later found out that the more toxic your body is, generally speaking, the more bitter it'll taste. I also do believe it can have to do with what type of diet you're used to. So if you're used to a more sugary diet, which at the time I was, in my early 20s, I wasn't as focused on health as I am now. I didn't love it, but I realized that all I had to do was add as much fruit or vegetable juice as I wanted. You could also add stevia to it if you like. After a few days, pretty much everybody adjusts to it. It's an acquired taste for some. Some people love it and look forward to drinking it. That's probably the minority, but I will say that it doesn't appear to be an obstacle for people, especially once they do add that fruit or vegetable juice if they need to. And then again, because it's acquired over time, generally it's no issue, but you do have to be open to the fact that it might not be like drinking a milkshake or something like that, right?
It's
So.
the surprise. It's the surprise aspect of the taste. I think initially, it's kind of like I've met people that later grew to love beer. They said their first sip as an 8-year-old they didn't like,
True.
and then they grew to acquire taste.
Yes.
This is something that people actually crave after a while. Not everyone. Other people use lemonade, which is probably the most popular fruit juice, but it's not an obstacle that you can't get through by doing that.
The lemon, right? The
Yeah, the
lemon
lemon.
juice.
See, excuse me, lemon juice. It's
Not
no problem. Lemon juice, you
lemon.
only need a little. But most people find that after the initial surprise, they adjust in the expectation on their taste buds and they start to crave it.
Well, and
So.
keep in mind, we're talking 3 ounces. I mean, it's a couple sips.
Right.
Oh, don't make this an obstacle because it'll be over in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Totally. I hear what both of you were saying. I remember the first time I attempted a greens drink and I tasted it and it was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. The worst thing that I thought I'd ever tasted in my life. And yet I knew that it was a mindset that. If I want to look after my body and look after my health, and this is going to help me, then I can learn to like this, or I can choose not to learn to like it. It's a choice, right? And literally on day three, it was like I just drank it and it was fine, right? And so I absolutely hear what you're saying, and it is a choice. And when we choose to look after our temple, because that's what it is, whether we're forced into that because of a shock diagnosis, or we're choosing proactively to look after our temple, sometimes the goodness that we need to put in, isn't what our taste buds are used to. And that's because what our taste buds are used to isn't necessarily what is actually fueling our temple.
True.
Because there's a lot of junk and a lot of sugar in the food that is readily
We're
available.
conditioned away from our own benefit, big time.
Exactly. Exactly. And so in terms, you said it's, 3 ounces, you can add lemon juice, you can add fruit juices, etc. Is it easy to make? Like how, if somebody were to order Essiac tea from you, is it, how does it come? Obviously not in a tea bag, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so that's a fantastic question, and one that I think a lot of people do wonder. There are some other brands out there that ask you to do crazy stuff like boil it twice and strain the herbs and this and that, and you need like all these tools. Our product is so much easier than that, and I truly believe that these companies are trying to use scare tactics to encourage people to think their brand is the best. But in reality, that research that Brian was talking about, the best way to do this is to use powdered herbs. You're simply going to boil a pot of water like you would if you were to make a box of pasta. It's a gallon plus a few extra ounces to account for the evaporation. You're going to empty your packet that you'll purchase if you were to purchase our tea. You'll empty that packet right into the pot. You cook it for the 10 minutes with the water boiling. And then you just leave it on the stove for 12 hours. You don't touch it. After the 12 hours, it goes into the refrigerator, and you'll pour your servings just like you would iced tea. So any pitcher you'd normally keep iced tea or lemonade in, you could use for this tea. You have your tea made for the next 2 weeks. So the process literally takes 10 minutes once every 2 weeks. I mean, it's faster than most meals you'd prepare for yourself. It's very, very quick and easy. We also have instructional videos on our website for those who like to watch the process beforehand as well.
It's like
Awesome.
making
I love that it's so easy.
pasta, basically. Yeah, it's that easy.
And another question. And this is a personal one for me. I don't like cold beverages. I prefer room temperature. Is that an option here to not keep it in the fridge?
It's a default option. It is for those. Some people have medical conditions that don't allow them to have something cold. Sometimes it's a response to chemotherapy. And that's the only default that we would have. And in that instance, it wouldn't be that you drink it warm. It would drink you drink it as close to cold as possible, maybe just a little chilled, or maybe. But what happens is, as you introduce heat, essentially what you've done with the initial 10-minute boil is you've started the process of extracting the herbal properties from these powdered herbs. Now they're powdered not only for ingestion of the herbs, which is dramatic, as I said, for the dietary fiber, but you've taken these herbs with the increased surface area. So SEAC should always be powdered for extraction reasons when you boil it. After 10 minutes, you've done all the extracting that you can. And then the next 12 hours is it keeps on extracting at a slower pace over 12 hours. That's why you steep it. Once you put it in the refrigerator, if you reintroduce heat, you've taken something that's already been processed and sapped of all of its nutrient value, and now you've essentially damaged the residual nutrient value that's still in the powdered herbs and extracted to a fault. And you've taken the compounds in the liquid and also damaged them with the second boil. So you try to, whenever possible, drink this cold. It's much more beneficial. If you start to drink this warm or hot, you've got a lesser result. Unfortunately, this is an unregulated industry, and you'll find people who suggest adding hot water. You'll have people that extract out the powdered herbs, and they're trying to, in the absence of legitimacy, sell you something as a conventional cup of tea, hoping that will drive sales versus legitimacy. So they have you extract out the herbs. So in order to do that, you have what's called cut and sifted herbs, the chunks, which provide no surface area for extraction or minimal, so you don't get that medicinal draw into the tea. And that's so important because these herbs, in their whole form, if you were to eat them, your body would be remarkably inefficient in extracting out the medicinal compounds. It's because of the extraction and the brewing process. They go into water, and basically, water is just the transfer of the medicinal properties because it assimilates into your body, goes into the water, and naturally absorbs. So, you get anything that tries to convey that it's better if it's warmer, better like a clean drinking tea without the sediment. We sell you the ugliest version. It's something you drink cold. So, it's an ugly iced tea, but every one of those things place to your advantage, and that's why it's done. And people are looking at legitimacy. If you look at this objectively, the company that's selling you the ugliest version is obviously not doing it because they've created some sort of gimmick, because that's lacking any gimmick. It's the worst case scenario. So in the lacking, you should see that there must be a reason for that. And it's all because of the benefit, the inclusion of the herbs. So you get the total medicinal benefit, the dietary fiber cleaning out your intestinal tract, and the cold to maintain the compounds without damaging with reheating. So it's really that easy.
It's kind of like, there's some vegetables that if you cook them, you can lose nutrients from them.
Totally.
So that's like the sort of the simplistic way of thinking about it. You want to make sure to use the appropriate temperature, and not reheat it twice, because we want to preserve that medicinal aspect.
Essentially, ugly is better and bitter is better, because medicinal herbs that are bitter actually have more potential. So when people look at this, they look at it in reverse. They want delicious. You should go away from that. That's why spinach is better than a Snickers bar. You should look at it in the same context.
Absolutely, totally agree with you there. And is this something that can be used alongside someone's, supplement regime that they already have and just enhances that? Or is it something that if we start taking SEAC tea, that there's some supplements that we no longer need because there's so many nutrients in the tea?
That's a fantastic question and one that we get a lot. So the short answer is that this is a standalone product. Our money back guarantee that I mentioned does not require that you add other things to it, unlike a lot of other protocols out there. That being said, there certainly might be cases where somebody has a need or interest in taking another supplement. So there's no contraindications with supplements. What I say to add them, it really depends on what you're looking to do. We don't advise on alternative health in general. We're SEAC tea experts, so we're not able to provide advice on supplements. But we do have a nutrition information section on our website. If somebody wants to look into the nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and things like that that our tea has, they can certainly read that over. We have a lot of customers who say, I can't afford to take all my supplements and then add your tea. So our tea actually costs under $1 a day to use, and that is in US dollars. But
I was
it is
just
on
going
the
to ask
dollar.
that question, so
Yeah,
thanks for
exactly.
jumping
So
in and
I
answering.
don't know offhand the Canadian, but I'm saying for US dollars. But the
Wonderful.
point being that it's affordable, right? And so a lot of times we say, you know what, if you're frustrated, you're spending so much money, give it some time with just the tea and then maybe add back in things that you feel like you might need. Our goal is to make it standalone, and it would be very easy for us. We're quite popular at this point. Just the way it goes when you grow your company, we could sell probably 50 supplements and we would probably make a lot more money. But we don't want to sell anything we don't believe in 1,000%, and we have yet to find something as good as this tea, and that's why we continue to focus only on the
And that
tea.
would create confusion on the hierarchy as to which one is the better product. So if you chose the other one instead of Essiac, you're making a dramatically bad choice because there's nothing like Essiac. And to answer the question as far as supplementation, people do what they're comfortable with in addition to Essiac tea. Quite often, Essiac tea in and of itself doesn't need other supplementation. But yeah, if that happens, fine. But here's the thing. When I mentioned the dietary fiber and the cleansing of the digestive tract, this enhances every supplement because you get more nutrient absorption. And so now you're just superpowering everything if you do combine it with Essiac because you're getting all the benefit of that. So there's no issue at all, no contraindication, only enhancement of what you're taking. So it's we if you do or don't, fine with us. We don't make that decision, but it's going to be a benefit if you decide to combine it with a supplement.
I love that. And for people that you've worked with that have taken this in terms of helping with chronic illnesses, do you have any particular story that you're able to share? And I'm throwing this at you off the cuff. I don't know if you're
I
allowed
don't
to
even
talk
know
about
where
it
to
or not.
begin. I mean, I have so many. It's ridiculous. It sounds crazy, but I think about I had my brother who was ill. We were taking a road trip in Western Massachusetts. We got a phone call from a man who was traveling back to his home in Logan, Utah. He had stage four pancreatic cancer. He had basically jaundice. The whole thing it was he was in his RV and they gave him permission in the hospital to go home to die. And so we had bad reception, so we went to the top of the mountain out in Western Mass at a truck stop, and I talked to him for an hour. Well, you'll see one of the videos on our testimonials page, which is Louise, his wife, talking about the fact that this man, they went to do a surgery at the hospital. They opened him up and he was so riddled with cancer they abandoned the surgery, so all he had was Essiac. And he lived 11 years cancer free, died cancer free. But so many, we've got a 93-year-old man that called me with stage four prostate cancer 24 years ago. He's another one of our testimonials. It goes on and on. I've seen people that have had spit up lung tumors, had them biopsied because she's a nurse. And it became from malignant tumor of a large size to a very small benign tumor, and so this has a very odd property of basically condensing and converting to a quite often benign status, and then totally dissipating and getting rid of it. But in this instance, there are some strange examples of things expelling both vaginally through the skin. Whatever exits available. So there's some unusual circumstances, but the body does what it does.
I mean, on a daily basis, we probably have 20 to 30 people telling us about their stories, and those are only the ones that say something. A lot of the other ones just order for the 20 years, and we're like, well, they must like it. I mean, they keep ordering.
We have
So
a lot of repeat
it's
customers.
truly almost, I mean, he's given you a few examples, but there's so many.
It's I can't begin to tell you. I could tell stories like that by the thousands. So yeah, after 40 years of doing this, I did it for 20 years before online. I've been doing this coming up on my 40th year. So
Right, because you only went
stop.
online in 2005 once
Yeah,
we had an
stop.
online option.
Correct, right. And that was me. I actually had taught myself how to build websites, and I thought, you know what, why don't we put one up for the tea and see what happens? And here we are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, good for you for choosing to
Thank
do
you.
that.
I
Love
know
it.
it's been amazing.
And I absolutely love how many people you've helped already, and how many more people in today's world need to know about this, because we all know cancer is running rampant, and people aren't being given choices. They're being told there's one way, and that one way isn't the answer for everyone.
Agree.
There is an enlightenment, though. You're part of it. People like you are the reason why people are hearing things they need to hear. And I think that, if you do your due diligence, there are people that are honest and dishonest in all areas of life. And there are people that are trying to run scams on non-traditional medicine, so to speak. And there are people doing great work. And so you have to really watch, what they present. I honestly, I did a few minutes listening to you beforehand, and it's consistent with what we believe too. You're on the right path.
Well, thank you. And I can think of a number of people that have come into my circle recently that have had, two of the friends of friends with recent breast cancer diagnoses that, going down the traditional path results in mastectomy and, all sorts of things that there's other
Right.
ways and other things that we can certainly look at before such drastic roots, especially when these aren't stage four either. These are early stage.
So education is critical.
Exactly.
The more sources they can hear it from, I think the more it will help them feel empowered.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm really excited to have learned about this from you guys, and I will absolutely be an affiliate, add it to my website, put it in my newsletter because people need to know, and obviously share through this podcast. And a question that I had at the beginning, which now I already know the answer to, that final question was, can people use this every day for the rest of their life? And that answer I'm hearing is a out loud yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so the difference would be if you would like to improve your health, you'll want to take it the 3 times per day. If you're feeling like you're in a great spot and you're simply looking to maintain, twice a day should be fine. No need to take a break. It cannot harm you, it can only help you.
Yeah, you're
Beautiful.
going to get the benefit on the days you take it. The higher volume, even more benefit. It's just really that.
I continue to take 3 ounces, 3 times a day just because. Why not? I'm in the routine. But just some people are like, oh, I don't want to have to remember it in the middle of the day or whatever it is. So just knowing that, you can reduce if you would like, you will not become dependent on it. It doesn't, you don't ever go backwards because you use the tea. It's just that you simply forgo the benefit if you stop it.
Yeah, and I'm a little more lazy. I skip doses because she's got all the discipline,
Well,
and I'm the slacker husband over here. So,
I've had a bit more of a storied health history, so I think I'm a little
yeah.
more mindful of my health than him, but
And that's what I was just going to ask you, Gina, if you don't mind me asking you, because you said I got in the habit of taking it 3 times a day. So that kind of signaled to me that there was a health
yeah.
reason that you were taking it.
Yes.
And do you mind sharing your
Oh,
story?
I would love to share. So, in my early 20s, I started getting really ill. I had some digestive issues that were quite serious, actually. I had to go to the emergency room frequently. I had horrific abdominal pain. My entire body would break out under an angry rash. It seemed to be when I ate food, but it wasn't like a particular type of food. So it was really a systemic issue. I had joint pain and things like that. I ultimately was diagnosed with lupus by a rheumatologist. They said that there wasn't a lot they could do. They did give me a prescription. Ultimately, it didn't seem to help me, and I decided to stop doing that. At that point in time, I did execute a dietary change of removing dairy and gluten from my diet after I did some reading on those two food groups. And then I had started the celiac as well. I had dabbled in it a little bit before, and then when I realized that I had something going on, I upped it to the 3 times per day. And I did find that it was a tremendous help. I can't say it would have done it without the diet change, of course, because I did due to the diet change, but we do have a great number of success stories of autoimmune conditions with the tea. So I believe it's a very strong tool in the toolbox if you have autoimmune.
Right. I actually recently have looked into that a little bit more extensively, and a lot of people that have small intestinal bacterial o overgrowth have issues with the gram-negative bacteria and how it influences the I think the liposaccharides or whatever they are. But essentially what happens is it puts them in balance, and creates a situation where your body attacks because they're out of balance, hence the immune response being out of whack and autoimmune issues. So again, digestively, if you have a high bacterial count, which is
Very
basically
common.
aligned with a lot of waste in your intestinal tract, you tend to develop more autoimmune issues, and it transfers all the way to the skin. This imbalance will show up in rashes and stuff. So there's so much related to digestive health, and that includes autoimmune issues like lupus or Hashimoto's or stuff like that. So
The other thing too is that a lot of people want to increase the number of plants in their diet. This will provide 8 plants with every serving. And they're diverse plants that we don't often consume otherwise. The prebiotic benefit is outstanding. So, anyone with gut issues, certainly. I didn't mention that earlier, but that's another common reason that someone
right.
would choose this product.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and again, we talked about how many people are struggling with cancer. And then on the other side of that is so much of the world is struggling with some level of digestive issue. And, people are just popping antacids, which, if you read the label, you shouldn't be taking them
No.
for more than 2 weeks at a time. And people pop them like
No.
candy all day long, and it's
Well,
actually
and you
making
bring up a
things
great
worse.
point. No, you bring up a great point because
Beautiful.
this one kills me, right? People go on, they'll go to the drugstore and purchase all these things. Oh, I'm going to take my antacid, I'm going to take this and that. They don't even read what it says. They just pop them like candy, and then they get to the alternative and they say, oh, is this tea going to hurt me? Is this going to cause a problem? And not to say you shouldn't check it out, but
Check
like,
everything out.
if you're going to check
Yeah,
this out, read it all.
consistency,
When you go
yes.
to the pharmacy and get a prescription, read what it says. Ask the pharmacist. I mean, it is a little comical for me to notice that, but it's like, let's read all the things.
And be careful when you go online with ESIAC. As recently as yesterday, we had known about a 2002 study about estrogen and breast cancer. We had known that this had such skewed results and interpretations that people that had estrogen basically is they were given estrogen only had a decreased incidence of breast cancer, but they actually read the study with other drugs, increasing drugs that would increase, and they lumped it into the study. And since it was part of the study, the estrogen was part of the trial, they said, well, you might want to be careful because this trial showed the estrogen increased the potential for breast cancer. Well, as it turns out, that wasn't the particular part of the trial that did it. It was the other part. So yesterday they took off the black box warnings because they found that it actually decreased the incidence of breast cancer. So for 20 something years up until yesterday, there's been misinformation about estrogen aspects of red clover. And we say, no. This is actually A, a benefit. B, it's a natural hormone blocker that helps with people with, estrogen sensitive breast cancer to stop the hormone blocking to the cancer cells. So it's a benefit. And we've been fighting for 20 years. And I turned on the TV yesterday and went, finally, 20 years of misinformation. We could finally say, okay, here's the proof. So be careful what you read. There are a lot of things online that are just not going to inform you accurately.
No, that's a good point. And this is the United States thing with the FDA, but I'm sure you have listeners all over the globe. So,
Yeah, this is in this country, it was big news yesterday, yes.
And yes, totally agree with you about reading the labels of anything, not
Yeah.
just the holistic stuff and questioning it. And again, a lot of my work is the programming and childhood programming, right? That's the
Yes.
programming that you
Yeah.
trust this and you question this. And now,
Yeah.
what if we
Yes.
just open up to all the opportunities and let's all do our own research?
And education really stops the fear from entering the equation. And a fearful
Exactly.
body has more than just fear working against it. It's decision making, it's your internal makeup of your chemistry internally. Your body goes into a place where you don't want it to be. So your body, your mind all have to have a really a methodical approach to finding information and finding truth. Just don't look at the inflammatory and assume, wow, that resonates because I felt it. Really see the truth in that. It may or may not be true, but really dig and do your homework.
I love that. And so, really great advice, and have thoroughly enjoyed this episode with both of you. And my listeners know that I love to ask every guest on the show a question, and I'm going to ask it to both of you. What does
Okay.
don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you? And I'll start with you, Gina.
Don't wait for your wake-up call. So I'll go back to my story. I wish I was more mindful about health when I was younger. I didn't really receive that education in my childhood, for whatever reason. Not everyone is aware of health things. And so I let my body get really sick before I took action. So I would say if you're in a decent spot now, keep it that way. Be proactive, don't wait until it's an emergency, like I did, and make sure that you be stay open to what's out there and just like staying positive and believing in what you're doing for yourself. That positive mindset will really go a long way.
Beautiful, thank you. And what about you, Brian?
I heard it described to me once that God speaks with pebbles, stones, and boulders.
Yep.
When you get the pebbles thrown and you kind of brush it off, don't. I had things that were developing with asthma, for example, when I was younger, and I dismissed them. I ended up twice in the hospital by dismissing certain things like dairy, certain things about my air quality, because my house growing up with two smokers looked like a, like a Foghat concert. So it was really one of those things that I just was like, yeah, no big deal. And it got worse. So getting out ahead at the first indication and really seeking to get to keep that, because we assume that's going to be the status quo. It isn't. It's going to get worse. And that assumption is what gets us in trouble. Get out ahead of it as soon as it, really presents itself.
Beautiful. Love that too. We're so much in alignment because I always say that those symptoms, those pebbles, are our body's way of talking to us. Supposed to pay attention, not ignore them, and push through.
Exactly.
So,
Right.
if people want to go to your website or get hold of you, can you just share with the audience what is the best way for them to be able to purchase SEFT and reach out or contact you?
Yeah, I think a great place to start would be our website. It is genuineseac.com. So that's the word genuine, and then ESSIAC.com. Right on that homepage, you're going to see a link to our Facebook group, and it is called the Genuine SEAC Users Group. That is a fantastic place that has over 23,000 members. We are answering questions there on the hour. There's lots of support, lots of amazing stories of healing. So that would be a fantastic place. And then our Instagram is a great place as well. We post daily. Our handle is Genuine SEAC.
Right. And as a side note of the Facebook group, Genuine ESEAC Users is the name of it. Be careful, because some people will go into a group based on the size of the group, for example. So one of the groups that got a head start on us that sells something totally bogus, it has a higher, and we're catching up because we're expanding exponentially quicker. So we're kind of leapfrogging past them as we speak, but you can get complete contrary, fear-mongering, lack of support, and emotionally triggering information. We do the opposite. We give you the reassurance, the research, and the history of SEAC. So the group that you select is very, very important, and make sure that you're not getting sucked into something that could give you an internal conflict based on fear-mongering and lack of facts. It happens because it's unregulated all the time.
Well, I will make sure, and I already have all of those links in the show notes. So listeners should be able to click right on your group and join your group with the support, with the science, and
Thank you.
join a like-minded community of people that are looking to lift with love and help each other heal. So love that. Are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience as we wrap up this episode?
Yes, when it comes to your health, really what we have to do is, first of all, identify the fact that we need to change something and start with both a mental and physical action. What we have to do relative to change is really kind of take our low dysfunctional mind and put it towards a positive direction and take action on it. And it doesn't have to be big, just do something. Eat an apple extra a day, do something, and then accumulate from there. Let the momentum build. If you have a setback, go brush yourself off and continue. But the direction you choose to go in And the prolonged time that you have that direction, and the greater the interest, you'll become excited to research more, excited to do more. That's how you change your life. That's for people that struggle with change or are desperately in the bad direction. Do something positive.
I love that. What I would say to this is if this product or topic doesn't resonate with you, I'm sure if you think about your circle, there's a person or two out there that would love to listen to this. So I would encourage you to share with friends and family.
And you took all of those words right out of my mouth there, Gina. So awesome. Thank you both for being here on this show. I'm excited for what you are doing and for sharing this further and for trying SEACT myself. And to the audience, thank you for tuning in and listening, for taking an interest in your health and showing up here to continue to educate yourself and learn how you can optimize your health.
Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.